Shalom. In Shmois Lamed Beis, it says the following: "Ve'ata im tisa chatasam v'imayin mecheni na misifrecha asher kasavta," which means Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the big sin of the golden calf of Bnei Yisrael, and he's saying, "Now, if you would please forgive their sin, if not, you should remove my name from the book that you have written." And as a consequence of that, Moshe's name is indeed, even though at the end of the day Bnei Israel did tshuva and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted them after their tshuva, their repentance for Chet HaEgel, the golden calf, still Moshe's name was indeed removed from one sedra of the Parsha, meaning from when he was born until he passed away in Vezoy Sabocha, the last Parsha in the Torah, his name was mentioned except for one Parsha. Guess which one? This week's Parsha, Parshas Tetzave. And many questions are asked, why is this true? Because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did agree and forgave Bnei Yisrael. So why was Moshe Rabbeinu's name still removed? There are several answers to this. But one answer is that it shows that on a certain level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Moshe Rabbeinu. So question number one is, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Moshe Rabbeinu, where at the end of the day, he showed a huge caring for Klal Yisrael? He had a sensitivity that he cared for Am Yisrael. And how can he be punished for such a thing? Question number two is, what is unique about this week's Parsha, Tetzaveh, which talks about the Kohanim being anointed, and also with the clothing of the Kohanim? What was so unique about that? That Tafka, this Parsha, was the one that was chosen to delete his name. To start answering these questions, we have to go back to historical information. When Bnei Israel were slaves in Egypt and Mitzrayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu approached Moshe at the burning bush and requested him to lead Bnei Israel out of Egypt. Moshe's initial reaction was that he's not Matim, he doesn't think he's the right person for the mission. And at the end of the day, he revealed the true reasoning why he did not want to lead them, which was, he said the following. In Shmois, Perek Daled, Pasuk Yud Gimel, he says, "Send this mission with the one you usually send." Here Moshe revealed to us that the true reason behind his unwillingness to accept the mission was because he was afraid of even a little bit embarrassing his brother, his younger brother. He is the younger brother. He was worried he's going to embarrass his older brother, Aaron, who was with Bnei Israel and was leading them until now. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi in Gemara and Zvachim, it says over there in Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, it says that Moshe was actually punished for his resistance to accept what Hashem told him. He requested him to be the shaliach of Bnei Israel and take them out, and he showed resistance to that. And as a result, his punishment was that he was originally supposed to be the leader, the Kohen Gadol, in charge of all the Kohanim. And at the end, it was switched to Aaron. And when Moshe was left to be just a regular Levi and not a Kohen. And the question is, on the surface, once again, this is already our question number four over here, why is it that it seems almost unfair that because Moshe had such an extra level of sensitivity to his brother, he got punished for that? What's going on over here? To answer all these questions, we have to say a very basic concept, that there are two levels that one can be an Oyved Hashem. To be Oyved Hashem, there's two levels. Level number one is loving Hashem, but from fear, meaning it always stems from your will, what's best for me. In a certain way, egocentric. I want what's best for me. I realize and I know the truth is that the best for me is to do Hashem's will, and hence I will do Hashem's will because that is the best for me, also in this world and also the world to come. For example, the Kotzke Rebbe brings a mashal to this. He says that a person who says he loves fish, he does not really love fish. He loves himself because he loves the way the fish tastes for him, but he doesn't really love fish. So too here, a person doesn't really intrinsically want to do Ratzon Hashem, Hashem's will, but rather he wants to do what's his will, which is to do what's best for him, which ends up indirectly being Hashem's will. Now, having said that, most of us are on this level. It's still a very good level, because at the end of the day we realize Hashem's running the world and we want to get closer to Hashem. But the higher level of being Oved Hashem, and it's only individuals here and there that reach this level 100%, is to be Oved Hashem from Ahava, out of love. Like it says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Bes Mishnah Dalet, it says, make His will as your own. Meaning, the starting point over here is that your will is Hashem's will. That is exactly what you want. There's no other calculations in Cheshbonot. Straight away, you want to do Ratzon Hashem. And that's a very high level that some are worthy to reach. To conclude, from another perspective, we can say that the second level of serving Hashem out of Ahava has no thought of personal reward, whereas Yira, the main thing in front of you is, what is my own personal reward? It's brought down that there was a very big tzaddik of Zusha, and someone asked him, would you like to change places with Avraham Avinu? So automatically, as a reflex reply, what did he say? And this shows the attitude of Ahavas Hashem, the second level, the more elite level of being an Oved Hashem. He said, what is Hashem going to gain out of it? At the end of the day, he'll still have in his world one person that's Avraham Avinu and one person that's Zusha. Meaning, maybe on my personal level would be better, but I don't care about my personal reward. I care about overall what's best for Hashem. Now, to bring it home, and get the final piece of the puzzle to answer all our previous questions, is another Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara over there says that when you're suspicious of a person, it could be that you're suspicious of him. The fact you're suspicious of him is because there's a flaw in your personality. There's a flaw in you, a blemish in you, and it's coming out by you worrying that and being suspicious of the other person. Why? Because if you were in his situation, you would indeed fall in whatever you think he's falling right now. And you're suspecting him of what be'etzem, subconsciously or consciously, whatever you want, whatever you would do wrong if you were in his position. Even though it could be that he's 100% okay. And that's why every time a person looks at someone else and he thinks to himself, even though he doesn't know for sure that it's true, he thinks, he's probably doing this and that. That automatically means there's a blemish in him. And that's a good indication of where a person should work on himself. But in any case, back to us, could be, I saw this brought down by Rav Zev Lev, it could be that on a very subtle level, because of course Moshe Rabbeinu was on a very high level, as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason that Kadosh Baruch Hu got upset at him is because on a certain level, on his level, Moshe Rabbeinu should have not worried about his brother Aaron being negatively impacted. Because especially when Hashem told him, don't worry, I promise you, Aaron will be happy that you would be the leader leading Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim. Why? Because Aaron was on that level of Avas Hashem. He just wants to ensure that Hashem will have a leader that is appropriate to lead Bnei Israel out of Egypt, out of Mitzrayim. And he doesn't really care who it is. And the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu continued to say, no, I'm not sure I'm the right person, because he was worried that it's going to affect Aaron, shows that on a certain level, if Moshe Rabbeinu was in that position, he would maybe get hurt. Again, how can we give grades to Moshe Rabbeinu? But we're saying on a very subtle level. However, the good ending is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to ensure we realize that Moshe Rabbeinu did tshuva on this. And he was accepted by Hashem. And how do we know that? That's exactly why the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu can bring himself to a point where he says, I don't care about myself. Remove myself from the Torah. Remove myself from the Torah. I just want you, Hashem, because I think Ratzon Hashem would be that I do everything I can that Hashem will forgive the Jewish people. Ad kedekach, that he was willing to go to the extreme to have his name removed from the Torah, which indeed it was, because Hashem, even though Hashem indeed accepted the tshuva of Bnei Yisrael, but he wanted to show everyone Moshe Rabbeinu is now totally the tshuva on his sin. And with that, we can now see why Hashem chose Dafka Parashas Tetzaveh to remove his name. because, as we said earlier, we can give another, a deeper understanding why, as per the Gemara in Zvachim, Moshe Rabbeinu was punished not to be a Kohen. Because at that point in time, a Kohen had to be on that second level, 100% pure Avodas Hashem Me'ava, without anything personal, never thinking about myself, but always just thinking about what Hashem's will, and being totally in tune 100% with that. To be a Kohen Gadol, to lead the Kohanim, he had to be on that level. And at that point in time, Moshe Rabbeinu was a bit lower than Aaron, and therefore there was a switch. And Dafka, this Parsha that's talking about Kohanim, Moshe Rabbeinu was removed from this Parsha to show, yes, he is on a level of being a Kohen now. I'm removing him to show you that because he asked himself to be removed, it shows that he reached that level of purely doing Hashem's will. I just want to end with a couple of short stories that prove that only a person that is consistently thinking about what Hashem's will is can overcome extreme situations. For example, of course, Rav Steinman Zatzal, he always wanted to learn. Every second he had, he was learning. But the second he realized that someone needed him, and there was many people that needed him all the time, he would stop everything and he would go to talk to the person and help him out and do whatever it was that that person needed. Why? He knew what every minute of learning is worth, but he knew that he's not being selfish. He knew that automatically he's in tune with Tzon Hashem. And he realized it was obvious to him what Tzon Hashem was to help other people. Same too, Rabbanit Kanievsky, Zichrona Livracha, she came back from hospital one day and she was really sick, and her daughter said, you have to go to sleep now, but there was a lineup of women wanting to meet with her, buying her presents or whatever it was, wanting to consult with her about something. So she told her daughter, no, it's so obvious to me, I have to meet with these people. They waited for such a long time. I've been in the hospital for 4 days. They need me. And Hashem wants me to be with them. And it's only when a person realizes that life is all about being in tune with Ratzon Hashem, that he has the koichos, HaKadosh Baruch also gives him special siyata d'shmaya, to overcome anything in order to be in tune with Ratzon Hashem. Now, we can only aspire to reach the second level of doing Hashem's will. Of course, even the first level is something that's very, very good, to always think, even though I know it's best for me, but to do Ratzon Hashem. But maybe we should be, the fact that we know there's a second level out there and we're conscious of it, so we can aim higher, and at times maybe we can even reach that level, but at least it'll help us be conscious and always be in tune in doing Ratzon Hashem. And you know, it can come about even at work, making a coffee for a friend, or when you're driving on the street and letting someone in front of you. Aside from the Kiddush Hashem that one does, if one thinks, should I do it, what's best for me, then the best for us is always to do Ratzon Hashem. And if we work on ourselves, our reflex will always to automatically do what Hashem wants. Yi Ratzon that will change slowly as we get older and get closer and closer to Hashem, and by that affect the people around us. Good Shabbos.